Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some Bloke. You deserve it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You get 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Son of the gun here, boys, and just a quick one for you. How can you tell when a urologist is a bit dodgy? You're cupping his balls while he coughs on your back. Anyway, boys,
Beers blowing the froth off.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Klutz. I'm Darcy. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. Klutzy, where are we today, mate?
Caxton Hotel, baby. She is fucking looking great today. So is Brisbane.
Yep, as per the usual, the greatest pub on earth. But this is our Blowing the Froth Off podcast where we hear from you guys, the frothies. So if you'd like to get in touch, give us a call and leave us a message on 07-3103-3389 or hit the link in our Instagram and or TikTok bio. Sorry, Connor, I cut you off a little bit there towards the end, mate.
That's all right.
Straight after the punchline. But that's okay. Klutzy, if the punters are listening to this, the frothies,
yes.
What's happening at 6 p.m. tonight?
6 p.m. this evening. We're all back on the same fucking time zone on the Eastern Coast, thank God. And we will be dropping our Podcast Royale Bloody Brilliant Biffs shirts.
Yep, 100%.
Now, I'm not lying when I say I think this is the best quality shirt we've ever done.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from our usual sort of blanks that we've been using. This is like they call it a heavy tee, so it's a bit oversized with the drop shoulder and like the high, thick collar, which personally I like. That,
yeah,
the t-shirts,
I fucking love it.
The t-shirts I wear day to day, I like this fit. So yeah. I too I think these are the best shirts we've ever made. Now, this is a little bit different to our last drop. Obviously, last time we did the pre-sale, so no one would miss out, which meant there was a long wait time to get them. But these are already, as we're recording, sitting in our warehouse ready to go. So if you're ordering tonight on Monday night, the bulk of the orders, I'm pretty sure all of them, will be sent out tomorrow on Tuesday. Yep. So get excited. They're really strictly limited. We only did a really small run. Basically, we didn't want to do a pre-order because we wanted to get them to people in time for the fights in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So, yeah, bloodybrinnybeers.shop, 6 p.m. tonight. The greatest shirt God's ever put breath into, even though it doesn't have breath.
Yeah, that's it.
Make sure you, if you want to support us, get them, because I know the Alpha Bloke sold a fuckload of tees. So we want to be seeing...
yeah, if you're coming along, grab one of these and have it as your fight night apparel.
Yep. And even if you're not coming along, fucking get it on your back. Show us some support.
Exactly.
I'd say, even though the markets are out clutchy, I'd say we're both the underdogs. The underdog podcast, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, my price has certainly firmed a lot now.
100%, yeah. Mine has not.
Yeah, no, yours has not. I think Tommy, last time we checked, as of recording, was into $2.
Yep.
There's a bit of value on yours truly now.
Yeah.
Thank fuck.
Bit of value on both of us, really.
Oh, fuck yeah. Shit tons of value on Darth, but that's not going to change the whole time, I don't think.
No.
I think he's going to be the silent achiever, I reckon.
We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, if you want to support us, we'd really appreciate it. Big fight night and get the greatest shirts ever.
Exactly. And I forgot what his name is, but he did tag us on the story the other day. His missus put up being like, I can't believe I'm out in public with this shirt. The Dream Big Fight Loud. Maybe grab one of these ones or just say to her, grab one of those and I'll fucking wear it instead.
Yeah, exactly right.
And then just keep wearing the Dream Big Fight Loud shirt.
But yeah, also don't be afraid to wear your Dream Big Fight Loud shirt out in public. That is the whole point.
Yep.
Loud and proud.
Exactly.
Get it out there.
Exactly.
All those shirts have been sent out, by the way, so everyone should have them. Thank you again for your support.
Yep.
But should we get stuck into this first call, Klutzy?
Yeah, I think we should.
Just to preface this podcast, lots of butt stuff, but get keen.
Shaggers, how are we, boys?
Good, ball. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's the astronaut here. Just calling mainly out of concern for you, Klutz. Listening to On The Piss podcast last week, you spoke about how you had potentially possums coming in, breaking into your drawers and eating all the chocolate eggs and stealing them. Possums famously can fit through holes that are 3.4 inches wide. As we know, a trained arsehole opens up. How many inches? Seven inches. Correct. Klutz and Darth, you both are training right now. Your assholes will travel that far. Therefore, make sure you sleep with one eye open, not your butthole open. They're going to sneak in there. They're going to steal the chocolate eggs from inside your ass. Anyway, peace and love, boys. Dream big, fart loud. Fuck you, possums.
Well, look, I think I have an apology to make to my missus.
Why is that?
Well, for invading my asshole while sleeping. I thought it's been her, but it's been the fucking possums.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
Who would have thought? So, what did he say? 3 points. So, nearly two possums can fit up your ass.
Yeah. Well, poor fucking things. Certainly feels like it at the moment. It's dry and painful up there.
They could fit. I don't know if they'd enjoy it, yeah, but they'd fit.
Certainly not. I was just saying to Das off air, I think I actually seriously need to go and get myself checked out.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of chatter about doctors and butts and all that sort of shit. So
I told the girls last night.
It's almost like you've manifested it.
Yeah, I think so. I told the girls last night at home about our chat about urologists and gynecologists and cock doctors.
Cockologists,
and how there are people out there that look at your chung.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Would you rather have your chung or your hole examined by a doctor?
Probably my hole.
Yeah, I think me too.
I think my hole. Dude, I already know how fucked up my dick is.
I can see my dick.
I can see. Well, I can't. There's a bit of a gut in the way when I look down.
I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah, I haven't seen me chungy for a while.
How are you, mate?
Hey. Fuck, it's nice when he pops out, but it doesn't happen too often. And that's not saying that I don't get hard because I'm the fucking horny bloke too. That's
it's just not the school shorts.
There's a fucking gut in the way.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
How do you get rid of it? I don't know.
I think I'm whole as well. I think in terms of the doctor's sake, I think for their sake, I'd probably prefer them to have a look at my dick than my hole. But for my own...
I think I would.
You can't see their reaction when they're looking at your hole. So, like,
I would rather them say you have a broken asshole than a broken cock.
Yeah, that's also true.
Your chungy's fucked.
Also, when they're looking at your chung, your eye contact. When they're looking at your hole, none.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless.
Shout out to Reach Arounds.
Let's move on.
Bulls, how are you?
Good, Bull. How are you?
Bull, how are you?
It's lovely. Liam here from Scotland again, giving you a quick call. So as a man who's never been to Australia before, I listened to your podcast, another Aussie podcast. Yeah, I've got some observations that I'd like to share with you, but also some burning questions that I would love to get the answer to. One or two of them are frightening my brain. So yeah, I might create a little mini series called Aussie Observations. My first observation is that, it came as quite a surprise to me, to be honest, is the Aussie love of pies. Not what I really kind of, never given too much thought into what I think the Australian diet would be made up of and what the staple would be, but certainly wasn't, a pie or a meat pie. I kind of probably maybe just assumed a bit more of a Mediterranean diet, but yeah, it seems to be a lot of passion for pies in Australia, which is fantastic. It's the first observation, and I might call up with a few more. But look, I do have a burning question that's frying my brain. School holidays in Australia, be given your southern hemisphere. Now, do you get loads of time off around Christmas time? When it's your summertime and you call them summer holidays and then you don't really get much in the winter? Or do you have winter holidays and you get lots of time off June, July, August when you're a kid?
First of all, pies.
Pies, yeah.
Big, very big.
Do you know what I love? His main takeaway from Australian podcasts, because I'm not sure what other ones he listens to, is that we love pies.
We do,
so
though.
So I love that it's like a nationwide thing. It's broadcasted to the world.
I
literally had a pie for brekkie this morning.
Dude, I saw
steak bacon and cheese.
I saw another podcast reviewing a pie and it instantly made me feel like a pie.
Do you know the thing that I miss the most about being a tradesman?
Pies.
Fucking pies on Smoko.
Yeah.
I could go up and grab one.
Pies from a bakery just...
Oh, dude. They hit different.
Yeah.
They 100%. Genuinely hit different. I want to go and find somewhere that's like a genuine... pie shop that's
like
just
Yatla?
Pie. Yeah, like Yatla, but I feel like Yatla's lost its quality in the recent years, which could be blasphemous to some of our Southeast Queensland brethren and sisters out there. But look, I don't know. I went through a stage where all I was eating was fucking pies. I remember coming home in the afternoon as a kid and just being so excited to chuck a Snowy River pie in.
Yeah.
The man from Snowy River.
Maybe that's why you can't see your cock.
Maybe that's why. At that point, I didn't have a gut, though.
Yeah, true. So
maybe I've got to eat more pies.
Yeah, true.
Get rid of the gut that way.
Yeah.
I still think, though, the best pie I reckon I've ever had, and this is when they're at their absolute prime, and I think they fuck their business model. It really annoyed me, but it was Big Dad's Pies.
Yeah.
Big Dad's Pies
used to have this big... the family ones.
Yeah, so good. Used to have this pie shop at Redbank Plains up near the Shell service station.
Yep.
And it was the biggest pie factory I've ever been to.
Yep.
Also the only pie factory I've ever been to.
Did you know the Brecky Creek, again, we're getting very specific for Brisbane listeners here, but you can order pies from the Brecky Creek and they are elite as fuck. Like when I say order, you don't go for lunch and order them. Like you can get like a take home fucking family sized pie. Yeah, they're really
good.
Might
have to look into that.
I think the best thing about pies is there's lots of different ones. Like you can get steak, bacon and cheese.
Steak, bacon and cheese is my staple.
Yeah, there's just so many.
A pepper, beef pepper pie, so good. I just love if there's a little bit of something happening on top, like the melted cheese. So good.
The other thing I love is getting a chocolate milk with it. On a rainy day. Yeah. Oh,
nothing beats it.
The only knock I have on pies is often not quite filling enough. Like if I'm starving, one pie is going to be not enough. Two, probably too many.
Do you know it's a really good comp?
We've talked about this before. Pie toppers. We need to start.
Yeah, we need to start like doing steak pie toppers.
Yeah.
But what I used to like doing was getting like steak, bacon and cheese pie and then two mini quiches.
Yeah, see that's...
Or one mini quiche because it's custard just that little bit extra. Maybe.
Love a custard tart.
But I also feel like if you have the chalky milk, it usually fills it out quite a lot.
Custard tarts are divisive, aren't they?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love custard tarts.
You know, I think like bakery sweets aren't rated highly enough.
I agree.
I feel like we don't go to them enough. Oh, fresh cream, not mock cream. I don't like the mock cream. Mock cream can fuck off.
Yep.
Caramel tarts.
Oh.
And caramel slice.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you what I used to do at Macca's with caramel slice?
No.
So McCafe.
They used to have caramel slice.
Bro, you know when they used to have the big cabinet with a fuck ton of food that no one would get because why would you Macca's? Get it from Macca's?
Yeah,
good fucking thinking, dickheads. Anyway, we used to get these. So I used to do all like the freezer shit, take all the orders and pack them away and organize it. It was lovely. Anyone who's seen my room would be like, how the fuck did you make something so neat?
Yeah. Anyway, different though. Work and very play. Different. Business but pleasure.
We used to get the caramel slice in, and when the girls would take it, I never realized until I started doing this role that it comes pre-sliced, which makes sense. So everyone gets the same slice, but there's all this shit on the edge.
So that's like the offcuts.
The offcuts. So my little guilty pleasure was running into the freezer with the cafe girls, and we'd just be smacking back offcuts of caramel slice.
That's fucking
so good. But yeah, pies are fantastic. I still miss going back. So the best pie I ever had was the steak bacon and cheese from Big Dad's Pies. Where when you lifted the lid, there was a legitimate film of cheese and bacon just underneath. And then it was cheese and bacon throughout the mince.
Oh,
but it was just like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was similar to like if you can think about if you ever had a mushy peas where they open up the top and put the
peas inside. Yeah,
it was like that, but it was a layer of cheese and bacon.
Yum.
So good. They used to get a pie
after we finished recording.
Fuck yeah.
Back to the school holidays question. Yeah, school holidays tend to be what?
Summer.
You probably know better.
Yeah, so it's usually...
It's definitely summer, obviously, over Christmas.
Usually for Catholic schools and like private schools over here, it's towards the end of November. And then I think the Stadies, it's usually the first or second week of December. I have a feeling this year, Caitlin said they might be having an extra week in term four.
As in week of holidays?
Yeah, or no, like an extra week of school. Yeah. So they might be going through to like the 11th or 15th
of December.
It's usually
like 10 to 12 weeks over Christmas, right?
6 to 8,
okay.
Yeah, so it's basically the entirety of January and the last half of December.
Yeah.
And then the other school holidays are like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so middle of the year, it's two weeks.
Yeah, I think it's like, it must be a thing around the world where whenever it's summer. You enjoy your summer.
Yeah, because obviously summer's the greatest season of all.
We were having a debate yesterday in a group chat actually, which was quite interesting about the seasons.
Yeah.
Is autumn or spring the more goated season?
I think spring.
I like spring because it's still nice and cool, but it's warming up.
Yeah. And you get excited about the warmth.
Yeah, you get excited about what comes with warmth and whereas being like, able to do anything you want.
Like autumn, the weather right now in Brisbane is elite, but it's getting bad, not getting good.
Yeah. We're pretty blessed though for anyone that's ever going to travel to this great country who's listening from overseas.
Doesn't really get cold here.
Queensland is the best place to come in winter.
Yeah.
If you don't particularly like the cold or you still want to have an enjoyable time. If you come from a winter environment and you come to Queensland during winter, you'll be wearing
t-shirts. Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
It is fucking awesome.
It gets the rocks off.
Anyway, slightly off track there. Pies good, Brisbane good, winter okay. Spring the best. Let's move on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way. Boys,
very
how
good.
Are we?
Good, Bull.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, Bull. Not bad. Thanks for asking, Darcy, you fucking bastard. It's Anonymous Frothy here calling up with me 2 cents on this whole fucking pegging and prostate chat.
I can't speak for these pagan boys. I've never been there personally. I don't think I'm actually brave enough to either. A finger or two is good enough for me, let alone a whole rubber cock. And I'm more about the prostate game, you know. You just need a little bit of firm pressure up on that bastard. Rise, you're about to fucking shoot the cock chowder, and you'll fucking lock up like a fucking, like a dad nana, and oh, it's good. It's good every now and then. It's not like I do it every time, but just keep your eyes and ears open to it, boys. You know, if the missus goes, hey, can I stick a finger in your jixie? Instead of just shutting her down, have a think about it, you know. While we're on the topic of spunk, here's some funny words for it. Ball bath, chode nectar, dung water, erectoplasm, gentleman's relish, penis pudding, pole milk, throat yogurt, willy milk, trouser gravy. Fuck, boys, that cracks me up. Anyway, love you, boys. Stay out of yourself.
That is a fucking funny end.
Yeah, very funny.
You know what that made me think of? What? And it's one of my favourite ever scenes in a movie, is in one of the Austin Powers when they launch the rocket into the air, and it's like, it looks like a giant Willy woodpecker.
Yeah, that it was always good gear.
So fucking good. The different names that you can use for any sort of genital area, and including the things that come out of it, are fucking great.
Will always be funny. Much like farts.
Much like farts. But I suppose if the fourth fucking fuckwit is out there
and listening,
maybe you compromise. We've been learning a lot about compromising in relationships. I don't know if it's been on the podcast. I compromised last night by turning the fan from 3 to 2 because I still wanted the fan on because I need a bit of white noise and I like to feel a little bit cool so I can rug up. We also compromised where I just put the sheet, like your top sheet.
Yeah.
I just chuck it on. And I don't tuck it under. And Caitlin was like, we need to tuck it. I was like, no, we don't. We do not tuck in this bed. She's like, I just don't get the point of it. I'm jumping in the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
move. So you didn't even tuck heaps. The bottom, like the end in.
I don't tuck the end in.
Yeah, interesting.
Because I'm already going to fucking kick it off. I move so much in my sleep.
You're probably long as well. Like your feet are probably
My feet are poking out the end. So it's just like, I don't see the point.
Yeah, most people don't have that problem.
So we compromised last night as well.
What'd you do?
I tucked in her side.
Okay.
So compromise is
I was
going
to say that, because I was waiting for you to say we tucked it in. That wouldn't really be a compromise because you just, you know what I mean? Like meeting in the middle is compromise, exactly. Which is what you've done.
Which is exactly what we've done. So half of her side was fucking tucked in. And guess what? This morning it wasn't.
Yeah. Probably because yours wasn't it to start with.
Yeah, maybe. But even when we do it at her place, it's always
out. She didn't expect having a fucking giant in her bed.
I think the problem is that I think sometimes if people to watch me in my sleep, it'd be like watching a salmon try and go back up the river.
Yeah.
Just flopping around.
Yep.
But yeah, the word of the day is compromise.
Yep.
So Ford Falcon Fuckwit, if this compromise, is the woman of your dreams, compromise. Maybe you don't go the full cock, you just go a smaller digit.
Yeah, maybe she had a blow on it.
Yeah. It's doofing.
Is it?
It could be. I don't know.
Could be the word you just invented.
Weirder things have happened. Oh, doofing, doofing's a bit different, I think, actually. Is it? Yeah, it's not a. It's probably not a good thing.
Okay. I might Google it off air.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
It's to do with the consumption of something.
I had a feeling I knew what it was. Yeah, okay. Straws involved.
Yeah.
Das, how are we?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good myself, thank you.
That's good.
It's Ben the Pom here. So I was listening to your podcast the other day about what really gets on your tits. You were talking about maps and the lack thereof of people using them. And I just had to think, what really, really fucks me off, right, about this country in particular, I don't know if it's the same with Australia, but I'm guessing so, because people are just, honestly, it's people who can't walk in a straight line.
Oh.
Like, you go into the city centre here, and you'll have a walk around, and people, it's just like fucking ducking and weaving. It's like you're trying to play dodgeball with everyone on the street. I don't get it. Like, how hard is it? There'll be a perfectly good gap for me to walk straight through, and I'm walking there, and then some old cunt will just step in front of me. And it's just, honestly, I get riled up just talking about it right now because it really gets on my tits. Like, there's nothing more that annoys me. But is that right? My number one thing's shit drivers and people who can't walk in a straight line. Fuck. Anyways, boys, hope you're having a nice day. Stay out yourselves. Love you. Keep up the good work.
You can tell he's fired up just from that phone call.
Fucking oath. He had to stop himself there. I just want to give a quick shout out to our brothers from the Northern Hemisphere.
We actually had another fucking Scottish guy call in as well.
Mate,
yeah.
English, Scottish, the British and Irish Lions. Thank you. Fucking, we love it. I love hearing from them.
We do love it.
And traditionally, we're not the biggest fans purely from a sporting sense, but I feel like we're much the same.
Yeah, same sort of humour. I'd love to have a beer with that guy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd love to have a beer with that guy.
But I tell you what, I haven't identified with something more in such a long fucking time,
what,
Darcy.
The straight line thing?
Oh, my God. I lose my fucking rocker at this quite regularly. Now, when I'm walking, not only do I have a much bigger stride than the average person, but I'm usually moving at a bit of a quicker pace.
Yeah. I hate people that dawdle when they walk around.
I love finding gaps and opportunities to just break the line.
Just naturally do it, yeah.
Boom. It's just rugby
instincts. Part of who you are. Yeah.
That is me as a person. One thing that fucking fucks me off to no end, and she's getting a bit of a run today, but old Caitlin, I have called her out on this so many times. You can't compromise from a fucking straight direction, can you?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh. She knows how much it annoys me. We'll be walking along, and then I'll just get bumped into, or I'll just be maintaining my course, as any normal person does, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, okay, let's just push Josh onto the road in front of a bus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't really compromise
with
that
when
you're
there,
dead.
Can you? No, no.
No. So, I don't know. I've really tried to make her notice as well.
Yeah.
About how annoying it is to not walk in a straight line. But I think it's just like I think there is a massive correlation between people who are shit with direction, except for you, and walking in a straight line.
So
you
say,
can maintain your...
I'm with you. I hate people that can't walk in a straight line, but I am so bad with directions.
Yeah.
We just had to park in the car park up the road because... there's a game on tonight at the CAC Centre. The car park's closed off. And I was like, I'm not with Clutzy, so I'm going to have, like, B2. I know where I parked. Because if I didn't take notice, I would have lost my car for sure. Literally.
Fucking
I just found my sunnies on the desk. They've been there for a week. Haven't been able to find them. Shit like that all the time. But I'm a straight line operator.
Yeah, so I just think, like, Caitlin's not the best at direction. I know a couple of other people who aren't the best at direction, and they fucking suck at walking in a straight line.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because... like the latitude and longitude isn't...
It's all off. It's all over the shop.
It's not really synced in, but...
that would make sense.
It is a very annoying thing.
It's so annoying.
How do we correct it? I don't know.
Yeah, not at all. Spray paint lines everywhere. Stay in your lane. They should do that in shopping centres, like fast lane.
Dude, I think they used to sort of have something like that.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Germside's the worst
Fucking fucking don't get me started.
Yeah, fucking Beryl and Cheryl.
Oh, like I want to be in and out of there fucking fast. There's people just walking around. Fuck that.
I get off to going to big shopping centres and getting in there quick and out quick.
Yeah, I went to Champside yesterday just for lunch. It was a leap. In and out, bro.
Boom. Because you feel so good about yourself.
Yeah.
Dude, I literally did a race the other week. Shout out to my boy Gaius as well from the Lego store at Brisbane Domestic Airport.
Great name.
Fucking great. Strong name. Very strong name.
Probably bench pressed 100 kilos, that guy.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
If I was a barbell, I reckon he'd be able to bench me easily.
Yeah.
That's the sort of bloke we're talking about. I went to purchase some shit and there was only a half an hour park.
Yep.
And it wasn't, obviously you got to walk a little bit to get in
there.
Yeah. 24 minutes. And that was a walk in, walk out, quick yarn.
Yeah. Did you go to the airport to buy Lego? That's so funny.
The day after we got back from Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney?
Yeah.
Yeah, the day after we got back from Sydney.
That's so funny.
Because dude, I saw how exclusive
you know,
it
Charleville, that's where people go for lunch. There's a cafe at the airport. Like, where you want to go for lunch? Oh, the airport? Yeah.
Wow.
That gives you an insight to how my Easter weekend was.
In Charleville.
Anyway, let's move on. I can't remember what this call's about, but the note I've got written down is shitting, so it should be good.
There's a pretty little woman.
Boys! Bucks, Darks. How you going, boys?
Good ball. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I see Porcelain Painter here, aka Per Picasso. Boys, I've done it. I've had a solid shit. It was glorious. Congrats. You know when you get that solid crap and you just hear that plop sound? the water and it splashes back. Mm. It just gives you that little kiss on the freckle as if it's saying goodbye. I feel like that splash needs a nickname. Maybe like, I don't know, plop kiss or something. I'm sure you blokes can think of some fucking special name. Anyway, kissing your cheeks, give him fucking eat, dream big, fall out, up you go.
Mate, all I know that as at the moment is Poseidon's
kiss. Yeah. Poseidon's kiss is what
Poseidon,
I'm known
the
as.
God of water.
Yeah.
The god of the ocean.
Who do you reckon the god of shit would be?
Oh, probably Josh Clutterbuck.
Klutzy's kiss.
I don't know, Kenny the plumber.
Yeah, that's a good call. Klutzy's kiss. I feel like your kiss wouldn't be a solid shit though.
No, it'd be quite yeah. dribbly.
Yeah, like spray.
It'd be very, very dribbly. It wouldn't be enjoyable.
No, for none, no, but no parties.
There is something sort of enjoyable about that.
What?
Getting a little Poseidon kiss.
Oh, yeah, kiss fucking no. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Makes it easier to wipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just nice, refreshing.
I don't know what I'd want to call it, but
no, neither.
Because we've got the butterfly.
Yeah, that's like when yeah.
Yeah, but that's I'm
that's different.
Sort of
it?
Thinking like, because I'd love to go down that sort of
like butterfly. Line.
Yeah, like a cocoon.
What?
I don't know. Like, it's like emerging and
yeah, okay.
Because you're dropping off the cocoon.
But yeah, like but it's giving you back the butterfly. It, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to leave it. If anyone has any ideas on that, please let us know, because it sounds like Poo Picasso wants to know for the next time he does a solid shit. So it could be in 6 months. We don't know. But
we've got plenty of time.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of time. But we do need to have it in by the time he does his next solid shit.
Yep.
So, Poo Picasso, you're going to have to let us know when that is.
Yeah, but people like give us some time. On.
So keep up that diet, mate, and get back to your mud work.
This is a call from the Highly Street Hilligan. He had two calls. His first call basically was just complaining about Australia Post and how they were jipping him, and it took ages for him to get his shirt, which is an absolute disgrace. But you just needed to say that to set the context for this call. So let's get into it.
You shouldn't have had to go through that. I went a bit rogue there. If you don't know, it's the Highly Street Hooligan.
Hello, mate.
I just got a bit riled up. And I know if I'm just having a bit of a laugh, but I reckon Oz Post does have a bit of vendetta out for me. But on another note, how fucking good is discounted Easter chocolate? Like, what the fuck? I paid $4.50 for a Lindt bunny. Sorry. I paid $13.50 for three Lindt bunnies. And I've literally sat here and ate all three of them. And I don't even feel bad. How fucking good!
It's pretty respectable. Three Lindt bunnies. If that's back to back, that's a fucking good effort.
Yeah, fucking oh. I just want to give a quick shout out to inflation.
Yep.
I remember years ago, not even that long ago, where a Lindt bunny standard price was $5.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if $4.50 is now what we're getting him discounted
at, after Easter.
We really, really, really need to start getting behind, I think, Mr. Catter and his Woolworths rants.
Stop talking over me, Josh. Stop interrupting me.
Stop talking over me. Potatoes, $3.90 a kilo. Yeah, fucking oath. Maybe we should start a character.
Yeah.
We can start really getting into these supermarket giants. I did actually see, I believe, my local member, Jonty Bush, is taking... She was talking about how the state government is going to Woolies and Coles being like...
Sort shit out.
Why?
Yeah.
I think it's. I think it genuinely was sort of like what Bob Catter's rant was.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Just maybe just a little bit more like articulate.
Yeah, a little bit more articulate. Yeah. Not as, don't talk over me. But I think there's something. I just hope that we can get it all approved and we can start paying normal prices for things again.
Yeah.
Because I think their argument is, why are the prices going up but you're paying less to farmers for stuff?
And recording all these record profits and shit.
Exactly. So. You know, like fucking old mate out in Dundas. Shout out to Dundas near Wivenhoe Dam there.
Great spot.
He can't provide that many Lindt bunnies a year.
No.
And if you're going to, you've got to pay a good price for a Lindt bunny.
Exactly right.
Lindt bunnies don't just fucking grow on trees. Exactly. They grow up in paddocks.
Yeah.
With so why are we paying less for them when It's just fucked.
Yeah, it is fucked.
It is fucked.
How does Jonty Bush feel about being served the greatest petition of all time in the coming months?
She's a state member, but if we can actually... I have a feeling... Jonty is now... I think Jonty's in the Labor Party or whatever, and Jonty is one of the best politicians I've ever seen in the business. Really? When we had all the floods and shit.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
Mate, so good. Like, when we had all the floods and stuff around in Brisbane a couple of years ago, every single day when I was going to work, I would see her
on the tools.
On the tools, cleaning people's houses, fucking cleaning up shit. She just did that. She was and posted on her Facebook, I believe, and was just like, won't be on here for a while. Won't be responding to this. Yeah. I'm literally cleaning.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, exactly. And she just does great things to the community. So I'm a big fan of Jonty. So I think if we can get... She's also loves Jeeps. So yeah, there's something in that.
There's definitely something in that.
Toombs is the one that we really need. He is the local government.
Okay, so he's person. The one that's going to be getting out.
And he loves
there is an
Jeeps.
Update coming.
Yeah, there is an update coming on petition. Probably on Wednesday.
Yeah,
maybe.
It depends. We've got this guest half lined up, so if they come in next week, then it won't be. If not, it will be. So,
but look, I think if we can get behind them, we'll be fine.
Also, a few good.
And then we can bring up the price of limp bunnies.
Yeah,
with them.
That's priority number two. Also, a few good streaming wars entries coming on Wednesday. Keep the entries coming in. Hot tip though, send them through the speak pipe because the audio is just not as good through the Frothline phone number, and a lot of it doesn't even register, so it's just silent. So obviously you won't be getting a play. But yeah, speak pipe for streaming wars. I've still got the baggy green sitting on my desk over there, so it's going away.
Quick question for that.
Yeah.
When you call up the speak pipe, because I actually almost did this, went on the piss in America. I wanted to try it. Can you record yourself pissing and then send it on the speak pipe? Or is it like a...
I don't think
so. Or do you have to have that
press a button, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. I think. So for everyone playing at home, you've got to be prepared is what we're saying.
Yeah.
If you're going to send in a streaming war submission, you need to basically get the speak pipe out as you're going into the toilet.
Yep. So get him in. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Wednesday. I can't breathe, so I need to go.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now the code is BBBB. There's four Bs. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK.
Okay.
Which stands for Boost Week, basically.
Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off
using
that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
That is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like... You're only going to pay for like 25,000
of
worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pieces for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.